Do you have a counselor? If you're born from above, you do. His name is Jesus Christ, and he is your wonderful counselor. That's one of his names. Have you talked to him about your problems? Have you gone to him for healing? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and this week I've been urging you to seek Jesus' counsel instead of running to people all the time. Am I saying that we should never seek earthly counsel or help, professional or otherwise? No, of course not. There are times we need others' help and advice. And there are times when people have particularly difficult problems that a biblically sound counselor can be of great help. But I do believe that most of us run to an earthly counselor before we really seek the help of the wonderful counselor. If a professional counselor advised us to see them 3 times a week for an hour each time, you'd probably do everything possible to keep the appointments. But would you be willing to spend 3 hours a week seeking God's guidance, asking your wonderful counselor to speak to you, quietly sitting before him and meditating on his word, and just being in an attitude that gives him an opportunity to guide you? Earthly counselors may be helpful. Again, if they're biblically sound, they can help you see some things about yourself that you need to see, but they can't heal you. Only the wonderful counselor has medicine that can heal the wounds and stop the hurting. It's called the balm of Gilead, and he can apply it to your hurts and give you that peace that passes understanding. No one else is qualified to do that. So I challenge you today, as I continually challenge myself, to determine that by God's grace, you'll learn to go to your wonderful counselor first. You'll make a commitment that before you ever run to someone else, you'll run to Jesus. And whatever time you spend with earthly counselors, you'll spend more time with Jesus, talking to him about the problem, giving him a chance to talk to you through his word and through his spirit. So I would say turn off the radios, tune out the noise, turn off the TVs, get up early enough that you miss the household hustle bustle if necessary, but spend quiet time with your wonderful counselor. Make appointments with him just as you would an earthly counselor and keep those appointments. I promise you, you will find rest for your soul. You will get answers to your questions. You will get guidance for your future. Jesus promised it. And he cannot lie. You'll find copies of this devotional and all of my other devotionals on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. Have a great weekend.